is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Ranch Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Ranch Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, June 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art Community Center on 106 Schuyler Street, Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, Jeff. So far, except for some listeners like Dover's True Value, who listens faithfully to this net every night. I guess you and I are the only two on here tonight. Other than that, we got a temperature of 72 degrees on the mountainside, and we had a good temperature range that you'd have for the middle of summer today. Lower 67 and high of 85, so mostly sunny today. My mother sat outside a good part of the day, for which I was grateful. She could get out and enjoy the nice weather. So that's pretty much what's going on here. We'll say God bless in 73s. I'm 2PFM clear.
Okay, George. I'm glad Mom got some time out there today. It was a beautiful day to be out. It was definitely a warm one. And I enjoyed it. I'm pretty sure probably everybody else did too. So, all right. Well, I'm glad. And I'm also glad there's some listeners down there at True Value. So we try to be here every night when we can. All right, George, you have a good evening there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control, looking for check-ins.
W2
ZXM
Mobile, good evening.
W2 ZXM Mobile, Andy, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, everybody else on the net. Running a little late. Getting going for work here. And that's about it. It's been a beautiful day outside, very warm. It was 88 around 4 o'clock here. So I understand we're in for some scattered thunder showers overnight. We'll reduce our overnight load is going to be about 66, so that's not too bad. Anyway, I hope everybody enjoyed the day and enjoys tomorrow. 7-3 all, we'll be listening. W2ZX.
Okay, Andy, well, we could use a little rain here. Things are kind of dry out there right now. At least I've noticed. They are here anyway, so a little bit of rain wouldn't hurt. And if it falls down to 60s, that's kind of perfect sleeping weather, barring, you know, the humidity's not too thick. So, all right, well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good night there at work, and drive safe on your way there. And we'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, not a lot to report. I had to work today, and then I took a walk with the dog up on the towpath, and a couple things done here around the yard, but not a lot, and I have to work tonight, so. And then when I get done, I can go to sleep and look forward to doing it all over again. well, it's all right. What are you going to do? All right. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This is KD2AIT.
WATU.
W-A-2-U. John, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Oh, good evening. Just tuned in. Had a busy day. Got our, say good evening to everyone on frequency. Got about 6.5 quart of wood on Saturday night at 9 o'clock. I thought we had an invasion of some sort, but it was just a dump truck, and that's okay. Kathy and I piled some of it today, but not all of it. It was too hot. Worked on a few projects. Had to cut a few pieces of wood for a friend of mine in Syracuse. He wanted a couple. Oh, 2x4 and a 2x6 caught at 20 degrees, so I did that and did a few extras with that. And worked on the railing outside, which was supposed to be a 10-minute project, which turned into a 2-hour project, but that's, you know, that's the way that goes. So, and all was good. Now, the guy came back, and a friend here dropped off a few more pallets. That's what I'm putting the wood on. I think I've got about, I don't know, 16 of them out there. When I'm all done, I'll have 27 cord of wood. So, busy, busy, busy with that. And, Jeff, I did a, probably heard off the cuff, net on the night the meeting was. It was Kathy and I and, good grief, I don't know who else, and Jack. I don't know, it was three or four of us, but anyways, we kept the net fire burning. So I'll turn it back over to you and say good evening to all WATU.
Okay, John, well, thanks for picking up the net. Yeah, anybody can pick it up there, especially if somebody hasn't shown up after a couple minutes there. So definitely I appreciate it. And, you know, the more consistent the net is, I find the more people will show up. So I know there for a couple nights there, I couldn't get in, and then there was, you know, over the weekend there, usually everybody else picks it up, so, or try to get other people to pick it up so I can take some time off. And usually up there at camp doing stuff, and time flies, next thing you know it's 10 o'clock and you didn't even realize the net was on, so. But, alright, well thanks, I'm glad you guys got your wood, looks like you're getting it almost done here, and nice and early, so you don't have to sit there and work on it all summer, so that's a good thing. Alright, John, you have a good evening up there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins.
Good evening, Jeff, N5AOW.
N5AOW, Bill, good evening. You out on the boat, or are you home already?
No, we got in, we went out for a little cruise around the lake before dinner, and then after dinner we took another one, just kind of putzed around and came back in about 7, maybe a little after. Nice weather, it was a great evening, great day, worked out real good. What I was going to say too, you get where you, you know, let's say you're away at camp and you don't want to get into the net at that particular evening or whatever, give me a call. I'm in the phone book and, you know, I'll cover it for you. So, yeah, that's about all I got. I had a good day otherwise, and they're all good. You know, when you get to be my age, they're all good. And probably AOW back to net.
Okay, Bill, yeah. I appreciate that. I'll look that up there and I'll put that down to my cell phone there somewhere so I remember it. Thank you. I appreciate it. There's some nights you just can't, you can't get them done, you know. You can't, especially when I'm doing them, I don't know, what is it now, 3-4 times a week. So it'd be nice if other people want to pick it up. And I really like it if somebody picked up the Saturday net. Because I guess Paul is not doing it anymore, so at least I haven't heard him do it in a while. So if somebody would like to pick up the Saturday net, it's wide open. Just let me know, and it's yours. Thanks, Bill. Thanks for that offer, and I'll probably take you up on it. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Check-ins at this time. This is KD2AIT. All right. Alright, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service. Not return the frequency of radio amateur use. I'd like to thank George, Andy, John, and Bill for checking in tonight. I say 73s to anyone listening in. This is KD2EIT, clear.